Never thought that we'd spend our Wednesday morning, both you and I, in a kitchen cooking. This is something that you and I don't do.
And it's an outdoor kitchen too. We're down here at Anglicare, St John's, in Cairns for the Budget Bites Cook-Off. So what this is showing that you can, with not a lot of ingredients or expensive ingredients, you can cook a meal for your whole family, and it doesn't have to be super expensive.
We know that I burn everything in the kitchen and I have no attention span, so everything goes into my oven at 250, everything goes on high. You, for those who listen to the show, know that you are a stress head in the kitchen. So this is going to go so well.
Freaking hate it. I hate cooking, but I'm doing it today for the people.
I noticed that you've already got your jumper off. Most of us have jumpers on because it's raining, a little bit drizzly and a bit cold. Yours is off because you know you're going to sweat.
Well, can you see I'm sweating already? Haven't even started. It's called a concentration sweat. And the kids can't come into the kitchen when I'm cooking because I just get backhanded. It's like, I need space, I need room, I need to concentrate. I can only do one thing at a time, Inc.
Regan, come on in. Regan is our chef.
Reg Regan.
Reg.
Hello there.
I heard last year I wasn't here and you guys took out the whole win, or was it the dessert win?
No, Cairns Post actually beat us for the main course.
Because so that's who we're competing against.
They've got Peter Martinelli, who's the next chef, and he's actually got three Michelin hats. He's the only Australian to have that. He's also a journalist. He's pretty actually a talented guy. But he won the main one and we won the dessert with the bread and butter pudding.
He's kind of worked under all the famous chefs, you know, the Gordon Ramsays.
No, they've worked under him.
Oh, that's not true.
Yeah,
so true.
They learned everything they know.
I think you got it wrong. It was three Michelin tyres.
So today we are doing not fettuccine carbonara. We're doing spaghetti carbonara.
Okay. Mix it up. And I love that Regan said, you know what? You guys can change the names, what we can do. So it can be, what was your name suggestion for the carbonara?
Oh, Dave and Inky Anara.
Dave and Anara.
Sayonara carbonara.
This is your bag. This is something that you make for the family at your house. It's normally fettuccine carbonara.
Now I'm feeling the pressure. Now people know I've done it before.
I'm just going to turn my back on the Cairns Post. What do we got for dessert, Regs?
It's a classical spin on the bread and butter pudding, but a little bit different this year.
What are we doing that's different?
It's a little bit Easter-ish. We're using hot cross buns.
Yep.
Woohoo!